Microsoft's redesigned Surface Pro 8 sets the new bar for Windows tablets. By Mark Hockman in PC World on September 22nd. Microsoft's Surface Pro 7 Plus is a best-in-class Windows tablet, and the new Surface Pro 8 includes several welcome improvements. Microsoft announced three new Surface tablets on Wednesday, including a larger, more powerful Surface Pro 8, a new Surface Go 3 that boasts options for a faster Intel Core i3 processor, and an updated Surface Pro X. Microsoft's Surface Pro 8 boasts Thunderbolt ports for the first time, integrated LTE, slim pen, integrated storage and charging, as well as a new display that can run up to 120 Hz. The new updates to Microsoft's tablet lineup are on par with what we expected from this Surface launch, with Windows 11 looming on October 5th, though Microsoft's quick pace of recent tablet introductions means that there's not as much of a performance gap as with prior generations. Surface Pro 8. Microsoft's Surface Pro 8 will go on sale today and ship on October 5th. Prices will begin at $1,100 and go up to $2,600 for consumers. Microsoft Surface Pro 7 Plus for Business tops our list of the best Windows tablets, as did 2020's Surface Pro 7 for consumers. Microsoft's new Surface Pro 8 improves over both inside and out. Microsoft Surface Pro 7 Plus and the new Surface Pro 8 both use Intel's 11th Gen Core chips, though the Surface Pro 8 boasts more powerful processor options, topping out at a Core i7-1185G7 versus the Core i7-1165G7 found in the Surface Pro 7 Plus. Naturally, the Surface Pro 8 includes options to run Windows 11, too. However, the new Surface Pro 8 is, arguably, defined more by its external features. Welcome update to a Surface Pro lineup that has remained somewhat static in its look and feel for several years. Interestingly, Microsoft disclosed that the Surface Pro 8 is part of Intel's Evo platform, reserved for special, intensive collaboration between Intel's engineers and the laptop manufacturer. Here, Microsoft is introducing a slightly larger 13-inch 2880 by 1920 multi-touch PixelSense Flow display that preserves the 3:2 screen ratio versus the 12.3-inch 2736 by 1824 displays we've traditionally expected as part of the Surface Pro lineup. Microsoft says the screen will run up to 120 Hz, a first for the Surface tablets designed around the new dynamic refresh rate technology that Microsoft implemented for smoother e-ink experiences. The Surface Pro 8's display is up to 12.5% brighter versus what? We don't know. With an ambient sensor that will detect both external lighting and color to adjust the display accordingly. Finally, Microsoft has added Dolby Vision HDR support. Not surprising, given the auto HDR feature that's arriving with Windows 11. Microsoft's new Surface Pro also includes a pair of Thunderbolt 4 ports, indicative of how its Surface Pro X tablet has influenced the design of the Surface lineup. As it did during the transition between USB-A and USB-C ports, Microsoft is treading lightly here. In addition to the two Thunderbolt 4 ports, the Surface Pro 8 tablet still includes a Surface Connect port. This will, presumably, allow the Surface 8 Pro to charge itself either via the included 65-watt Surface charger or via a more conventional USB-C charger. Microsoft said that you'll be able to quick charge your Surface Pro 8 to 80% in just over an hour, with a total of 16 hours of available battery life. The addition of Thunderbolt 4 also means that users will have a choice between the pricey Surface Dock and the broader ecosystem of Thunderbolt docks as well. Physically, the Surface Pro 8 is surprisingly a bit smaller than its predecessor, even with the larger screen. That likely means that the bezels have shrunk significantly. But at 1.96 pounds, it's also slightly heavier. Black isn't a color option this time around, with platinum and graphite as the available choices. Microsoft's new Surface Pro signature keyboards now include a pen cubby, another way in which the Surface Pro X paved the way for the Surface Pro 8. Here, Microsoft's cubby hides and charges the new Surface Slim Pen 2, sold separately. The pen has haptic motor inside that simulates the way in which real pens interact with paper. The Surface Slim Pen 2 will also offer greater precision and lower latency when inking compared with its predecessor, the Surface Slim Pen, Microsoft said, sensing up to 4,096 levels of pressure. Microsoft didn't reveal key details, such as the charging time and battery life of the Slim Pen 2. However, Microsoft did say that the new haptic experiences will only be available with the Surface Pro 8 and its stunning new Surface Laptop Studio. We do know, however, that the new Surface Pro Signature keyboards will still be sold separately, as well as the Slim Pen 2. You'll still have the option to use older Surface Pro type covers with the new Surface Pro 8, but you obviously won't be able to take advantage of the new pen cubby or charging features with those. Finally, there are a few other subtle bonuses. Cellular connectivity appears on the majority of the Surface Pro 8 models, though there's still a Wi-Fi-only option on the low end of Surface Pro 8 commercial offerings. Inside the Surface Pro 8 is a Qualcomm Snapdragon X20 LTE modem, supporting both removable SIM and eSIMs. Microsoft doesn't list a SIM slot among its port selection, however, so it's possible only eSIMs will be supported. Microsoft's Surface cameras have been beefed up too, with a more powerful 10-megapixel rear camera. Interestingly, Microsoft has taken the user-facing camera and has added sensors that adjust for exposure and color. In other words, the display will now expose your camera during a Teams call properly, lighting your face to best advantage. The Surface Pro 8 also includes a color sensor that will adjust the display's color to compensate for the ambient light. A nifty touch. Microsoft doesn't appear to have many other changes to the Surface Pro 8 hardware, especially in terms of memory and storage, though only the low-end 128GB and 256GB SSDs are removable. We've included what we know of the Surface Pro 8 specifications below. Microsoft Surface Pro 8 specifications. Display: 13-inch PixelSense Flow 2880 by 1920, 267 pixels per inch. Processor: Consumer, Core i5-1135G7, Core i7-1185G7. Commercial, Core i3-1115G4, Core i5-1145G7, Core i7-1185G7. graphics, UHD Core i3, Iris Xe Core i5, and i7. Memory, 8, 16, or 32 gigabytes LPDDR4X RAM. Storage, 128 gigabytes, 256 gigabyte removable SSD, 512 gigabyte or 1 terabyte. Ports, 2 USB-C, USB 4/Thunderbolt 4, 1 Surface Connect port, Surface Type cover port, 3.5 millimeter jack. Security, camera, Windows Hello. Camera, 5 megapixel 1080p user facing, 10 megapixel rear facing. Battery, up to 16 hours of battery life. Wireless, Wi-Fi 6, 802.11 AX, Bluetooth 5.1, LTE 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 12, 13, 14, 19, 20, 25, 26, 28, 29, 30, 38, 39, 40, 41, and 66. Operating system, consumer, Windows 11 Home, business, Windows 10 Pro or Windows 11 Pro. Dimensions, 11.3 by 8.2 by 0.37 inches. Weight, 1.96 pounds. Color, platinum or graphite. Price, starting at $1,099.99. Optional accessories, Surface Pro Signature Keyboard, Surface Slim Pen 2. Microsoft Surface Pro 8 prices as of this writing. Core i5, 8 gigabytes of RAM with 128 gigabyte SSD, $1,099.99 US dollars in platinum. Core i5, 8 gigabytes with 256 gigabytes of RAM, $1,199.99, available in platinum or graphite. Core i5, 8 gigabytes with 512 gigabytes of storage, $1,399.99 in platinum or graphite. The Core i5 with 16 gigabytes of RAM and 256 gigabytes of storage, $1,399.99. Platinum or graphite. Core i7 with 16 gigabytes of RAM and 256 gigabytes of storage, $1,599.99, available in platinum or graphite. The Core i7, 16 gigabytes of RAM with 512 gigabytes of SSD, $1,899.99, available in platinum or graphite. The Core i7, 16 gigabyte with 1 terabytes of SSD, $2,199.99, available only in platinum. And finally, the Core i7 with 32 gigabytes of RAM and 1 terabyte of SSD storage, $2,599.99, and only in platinum. Microsoft Surface Go 3. The most noteworthy feature of the new Surface Go is its updated processor, which now includes a quad-core 10th Gen Core i3 in addition to the dual-core 10th Gen Pentium Gold 6500Y processor. If you're willing to risk owning a Windows tablet with just 4 gigabytes of RAM, we wouldn't, then prices will start at $399.99 and go up from there. Otherwise, the Pentium Gold model with 8 gigabytes of memory is $549.99. You can pre-order today with delivery on October 5th. Interestingly, Microsoft's LTE options now extend down to the minimum configurations too, rather than remaining a premium offering. Microsoft executives said that had been a customer request for the Go 3, which is now seen as a PC for individuals within a family rather than sharing a family PC. There's a new 256GB storage options, but Windows 11S is still the default consumer OS. Otherwise, the Surface Go 3 appears to be largely unchanged from its predecessor, the Surface Go 2, an otherwise nifty little tablet that still had some price performance issues in its previous generation. Microsoft Go 3 specifications. Display, 10.5-inch, 1920 by 1280, 220 pixels per inch. 3:2 aspect ratio with Pixel Sense display with 10-point touch, Corning Gorilla Glass 3. Processor, Intel Pentium Gold 6500Y, Core i3 10100Y. Graphics, UHD 615. Memory, 4GB or 8GB of RAM. Storage, 64GB eMMC or 128GB to 250GB SSD. Ports, USB-C, Surface Connect, microSD, 3.5mm jack, optional nano SIM tray. Camera, 5MP 1080p user-facing, Windows Hello, 8MP 1080p rear-facing with autofocus. Battery, up to 11 hours of use. Wireless, 802.11ax, Wi-Fi 6, Bluetooth 5.0, Qualcomm LTE Advanced X16 modem. Operating system, Windows 10 Home in S mode, consumer, Windows 10 Pro, commercial channels. Dimensions, 9.65 by 6.9 by 0.33 inches. Weights, per Microsoft, 1.2 pounds with Wi-Fi, 1.22 with LTE, not counting type cover. Color, silver. Optional accessories, Surface Go 2 signature type cover in platinum, $130, black, $100, poppy red, $130, and ice blue, $130. Surface Pen, $100 for ice blue or poppy red. Microsoft USB Travel Hub, $100. Price, $399.99 and up. Microsoft Surface Go prices. Pentium Gold, 4GB of RAM with 64GB of SSD and Wi-Fi, $399.99. Pentium Gold with 8GB of RAM and 128GB of storage and Wi-Fi, $549. Core i3 with 8GB of RAM and 128GB of storage and Wi-Fi, $629.99. Pentium Gold, 4GB of RAM, 64GB of storage and LTE, $499.99. Core i3, 8GB with 128GB of storage and LTE, $729.99. Microsoft Surface Pro X. Microsoft Surface Pro X tablet has been left largely unchanged since its launch in 2019 and the somewhat middling review of the Surface Pro 10 we handed out later. Since then, it's been updated with a faster SQ2 processor in 2020. Now, late in 2021, Microsoft is adding a Wi-Fi-only option to its former LTE lineup. Microsoft would also like you to know that Windows 11 on ARM includes 64-bit x86 emulation by default now, so Windows emulation problems on ARM chips should hopefully go away, mostly. We're told that some apps still won't work because of incompatible graphics drivers. We've included the specifications of the Surface Pro X below, followed by the new prices. The Surface Pro X can be pre-ordered today and will ship on October 5th. Microsoft Surface Pro X specifications. Display, 13-inch, 2880 by 1920 pixel sense display, multi-touch. Processor, Microsoft SQ1 or SQ2. Graphics, Microsoft SQ1 Adreno 685 or the SQ2 Adreno 690. Memory, 8 gigabytes or 16 gigabytes of LPDDR4X RAM. Storage, 128 gigabytes, 256 gigabytes or 512 gigabytes SSD. Ports, 2 USB-C, 1 Surface Connect, 1 optional nano SIM, Surface keyboard connector. Camera, 5 megapixel 1080p user facing, 10 megapixel autofocus with 1080p 4K video options. Battery, up to 15 hours of use. Wireless, Wi-Fi 5, 802.11 AC, Bluetooth 5, Snapdragon X24 LTE modem with nano SIM or eSIM. Operating system, Windows 10 Home on ARM. Dimensions, in inches, 11.3 by 8.2 by 0.28. Weight, 1.7 pounds. Color, black or platinum. Optional accessories, Surface Pro X signature keyboard with slim pen bundle, $270. Price, $899.99 and up. Surface Pro X pricing. SQ1, 8 gigabytes of RAM with 128 gigabytes of SSD and Wi-Fi, $899.99. Platinum. SQ1 with 8 gigabytes of RAM and 128 gigabytes of storage with LTE, $999.99 in black. The SQ1 8 gigabytes with 256 gigabytes of storage and Wi-Fi, $1,099.99. The SQ1 8 gigabytes of RAM with 256 gigabytes of storage and LTE, $1,249.99 in black. The SQ2 with 16 gigabytes of RAM and 256 gigabyte of SSD and Wi-Fi, $1,299.99. You can get that in platinum. The SQ2 with 16 gigabytes of RAM and 256 gigabytes in LTE, $1,449.99 in platinum or black. The SQ2 with 16 gigabytes of RAM and 512 gigabytes of storage and Wi-Fi, $1,499.99 in platinum. The SQ2, 16 gigabytes of RAM with 512 gigabytes of storage with LTE, $1,649.99 with platinum or black. Accessory pricing. Microsoft also provided prices for its various accessories, including the new Surface Slim Pen 2, a standalone Slim Pen 2 charger, the new signature keyboards, and more. A new Ocean plastic mouse is made of 20% plastic that Microsoft and its partners reclaimed from the ocean. Not ocean-going plastic like some competitors use, but actual plastic reclaimed from the ocean. Microsoft's Ocean plastic mouse has an interesting sand soapy texture. Surface Slim Pen 2, $129.99. Surface Slim Pen Charger, $34.99. Surface Pro Signature Keyboard with Slim Pen 2 Bundle, $279.99. Surface Pro Signature Keyboard, $179.99. Alcantara, Ice Blue, Poppy Red, Platinum, Black. Surface Pro Keyboard, $139.99. Surface Go Signature Type Cover, $129.99. Alcantara, Ice Blue, Poppy Red, Platinum. Surface Go Type Cover, $999.99. Black Microfiber. The Ocean Plastic Mouse, $24.99.